Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning,
everyone. Good morning, Father.
As we celebrate now the 28th Sunday in ordinary time on this beautiful Sunday morning, we hear of the very, very famous encounter that Jesus has with these 10 unnamed lepers. I particularly, on a personal level, very much always have loved this encounter that the Lord has with these lepers ever since I can remember. And, now that I think about it more, I think one of the reasons why I like it so much is that it's very easy to identify with the lepers personally and then to make the connection between two of the church's most easy, the two of the church's most powerful sacraments, most important sacraments, confession and the Eucharist. So why is it so easy, I think, to identify with these lepers? After all, none of us have leprosy, and I doubt any one of you has ever encountered anybody who had leprosy. It's an ancient disease. It's a skin disease that's caused by some kind of terrible bacteria. And of course, back in Jesus' name, they didn't really know about bacteria or germs or things like that. So they didn't know really how to combat it with good hygiene. I don't think they had soap back in Jesus' day. Maybe they did. I don't know. But nevertheless, these men and women sometimes who had leprosy were terribly afflicted with this disease that would literally rot your skin off. Your skin would just grow very, very, just very soft, and then would just peel off in chunks. And oftentimes it was a critical or a disease that would kill them because their skin would get infected and they would die. So it was a terrible disease, one that required tremendous suffering. And here they are, standing outside of this temple, outside of the city, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." So while we might not be physically leprous, that is, we might not have leprosy on our physical bodies, we do have leprosy spiritually, huh? Amen?
Amen.
We do. Sin is our leprosy. Sin is a leprosy to our spiritual lives. And it just rots away the core and eats away at us. And slowly but surely eats away at our freedom, our joy, our peace. And so what do? We cry out, just like as they did, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And where do we go? What does Jesus tell us to do? Go to the priest. So we go to the priest, right? We go to somebody like me. And you go to confession here or somewhere else. And what happens every time we go? Every time we go to confession, every single time, we confess our sins. And the priest then raises his hand above our head and says those blessed words through the ministry of the church. "I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Cleansed of our leprosy, we are now new children of God, completely free, made new. And so, naturally, after having been cleansed, having been saved, brought back into friendship with God and the church, brought back into fellowship with the community of God and His people, we want to give thanks, just like this Samaritan leper did. We want to give thanks. And so, where is the best place to give thanks? How, in other words, is the best and most effective and most perfect way to give thanks? You're doing it right now. Congratulations. We're offering our Lord in the sacrament of the Eucharist here at Mass this morning. You know, the word Eucharist comes from the Greek word that means thanksgiving. So that indicates to us that what we're doing right now is in some way connected with an offering of thanksgiving. By its definition, the Mass, the Eucharist, offering up the Eucharist, is a representation of the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross in an unbloody manner. So Jesus, yes, was sacrificed 2,000 years ago on the cross, sacrificed Himself, died for our sins once and for all. But at every Mass, that sacrifice is made mystically present in an unbloody way. And for our part, we, through the offering of the priest, offer up this sacrifice to the Father in Jesus as a thanksgiving offering. We remember Jesus and we offer Him up in thanksgiving for God, to God, for all of the wonderful things He's done in our lives. And yet, sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes when we go to Mass on Sunday, we just kind of, I don't know, go through the motions, huh? I know when I was growing up, even in seminary, it's easy to go through the motions of going to church on Sunday. We do it every Sunday, or at least most Sundays, huh? We go through the motions and we kind of just, meh. And we leave Mass 30, 45 minutes after it started, not really even remembering what happened. Today, my dear friends, our Lord reminds us. He reminds us of the necessity, the absolute necessity, to be men and women of profound thanksgiving. To be men and women, to not take for granted the tremendous gift that Jesus is to us and what He has done for us. Ungratitude, after all, or ingratitude, after all, is a terrible sin and a terrible affront to God and His goodness. God, who has given us so much, is taken for granted by so many. Let it not be here. Let it not be here among you. And so today at this Mass, I want to challenge you to do two things. Two things. First, if you haven't been to confession in a while, and whatever that means for you personally, a while, I want to encourage you to go to confession. Don't let this month end without you going to confession at some point. As a reminder, all Catholics are obliged to go to confession at least once a year. That's the absolute bare bones minimum. If you don't go to confession at least once a year, you're disregarding one of the five precepts of the Church. One of the five fundamental things that all Catholics are obliged to do by definition. And it's that serious. And to disregard one of the five major precepts of being a Catholic is serious or grave matter and could be a mortal sin. So I want to highly encourage you, if you haven't been in at least a year, to come to me soon. But even if you have been in the last year, but it's been maybe a while, come. Come see me. Come to confession here or somewhere else. I hear confessions before every weekday Mass, and on Wednesdays between 5:30 and 6:30 p.m., and on Saturdays from 3 to right before the 4 o'clock Mass starts. Come. And if those aren't good times for you, call me up. Or if you feel like you might need more time and you don't have to worry about other people being behind you, call me up. Make an appointment. I'll hear your confession whenever you want. You want to go to confession at 2 o'clock in the morning? We'll do it. We'll make it happen. But, we'll make it happen. So that's the first thing. Go to confession. Second thing. Resolve in your heart, if you haven't done so already, resolve in your heart that you will never miss a Sunday Mass from now on, for the rest of your life. And as I look out at you, I see many of you who have not missed a Sunday Mass in decades. There's some of you who haven't missed a Sunday Mass ever. There's some of you that go to church faithfully every Sunday and have never missed Mass on a Sunday, except for a very good reason. But for everyone else, resolve it firmly in your heart that you will never miss a Sunday Mass ever again. Unless you're having a baby, or you're dying, or you got the flu. If you got the flu, stay away. You got the flu, we don't want you here. It's not that we don't love you, we do. We don't want to get the flu. Right? It's very contagious. Stay away. We don't want the flu. Stay away. But otherwise, all things being equal, come to church every Sunday from now on. If you're on vacation, make it happen. If you're on a road trip, use this magical thing called the internet. Look up Mass times around you. Make it happen. Make it a priority. From now on, for the rest of your days, make going to Mass a priority. Because after all, missing Mass on Sunday without a good, valid excuse is a mortal sin. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord calls us to gratitude, to thankfulness, to be like this Samaritan leper, to be like Naaman in the first reading, to go back to Elisha and give thanks. Today at this Mass, let us resolve to make sure that we're always going to be men and women of gratitude, of profound gratitude, and that we'll go to confession, receive the Lord's grace and mercy on a regular basis, and to always give thanks to Jesus on Sundays at Mass, and to never take it for granted, to always go, and to always be active in giving thanks, to be intentional in giving thanks to our Lord, who has given us everything. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.